Tell me, Captain Zanda, does GAS really intend to charge a bereaved mother with assault? A distraught 50-kilogram mother who resorted to slapping? As Tyr asked this, his cam operator panned over to the circle of masters. After a gentle force nudge from Jaina, they obliged by stepping apart, giving the cam a clear shot of Mirax's small form. Tyr paused for dramatic effect while the cam swung toward the hulking form laid on the couch, then continued, "A Yaka colonel, 3 times her size, after she discovered he has been hanging her children on the wall?" Again, he paused this time while the cam swung up to linger on the carbonite pods containing Valen and Gisela Horn. "As office decorations?"
"No."
This answer came not from the blonde captain, but from the direction of the turbolifts.
"GAS certainly will not be filing any charges against Mirax Horn. Her grief is entirely understandable, and her actions are completely forgivable."
Along with everyone else in the chamber, Jaina turned toward the all-too-familiar voice and saw Admiral Dalla striding into the room. Following close on her heels were Wynn Dorvan, her security detail, and the pair of very nervous-looking Rodian guards from the lobby.
"What we cannot forgive is yet another example of Jedi imperiousness," Dalla continued, marching to the edge of the seating area. "Now Jedi Masters are forcing their way into legitimate GAS detention centers."
The cam swung toward Dalla, lighting her up like a Jabori spirit singer on stage, and Jaina's heart began to pound with excitement. There had certainly been a lot of surprises and a few ups and downs, but suddenly it looked as though her plan was going to exceed all expectations. Dalla basked in the cam glow for a moment, then put on a stern frown.
"Is there no limit to their arrogance?"
"Actually, Chief Dalla, there is," Jaina said. She glanced over at Saba and received an encouraging nod, then held up the writ. "As you can see, we have permission from the proper judicial authorities."
Dalla appeared unabashed.
"So I've been told."
She kept her attention fixed on the cams.
"But we have all heard about Jedi mind tricks. This is yet more proof of their disregard for the law."
"If you have heard of our mind tricks," Saba said, stepping forward, "then perhaps you have also heard that they work only on the weak-minded."
Dalla turned to smirk at Saba.
"I doubt this will come as a surprise to the Jedi Master Sebatine, but there are a few weak-minded judges serving in the Galactic Alliance."
"There are?"
Saba did a credible job of feigning surprise, thumping her tail against the floor and turning to Jaina.
"This one is outraged."
A chorus of laughter rolled through the chamber. Then Dalla's assistant, Wynn Dorvan, whispered something in her ear. Her expression paled, and she turned back toward the cams, obviously preparing to start backpedaling. Unfortunately for her, the only being more ruthless than a politician with an agenda was a reporter on the trail of a good story. Before she could speak, Javis Tyr stepped forward holding a data pad with an image of the writ that Jaina had allowed him to shoot.
"Chief Dalla, the signature on this writ happens to be that of the judge overseeing your special Jedi court," he said. "Isn't it true that you are the one who appointed Arabelle Ortelli to this post?"
Dalla's eyes narrowed.
"As a matter of fact, it is, and I have complete confidence in her abilities."
She turned her gaze, angry and withering, on the Yaka colonel lying unconscious on the couch across from her.
"While I am obviously very concerned with the Jedi and their propensity to disregard the laws of this great alliance, I am equally concerned with the abuse of power by our own institutions. The reason I am here today is because I have just been informed of Colonel Rector's tasteless display of the Horn siblings. Rest assured that all parties responsible will be punished. The Galactic Alliance will not tolerate the abuse of power by anyone."
"So you support the right of the Jedi to visit Jedi Knights being held in secret detention centers?"
a Faline reporter asked.
"Even if such detention centers are themselves illegal?"
"Absolutely. This facility is neither secret nor illegal, but we are all subject to the law."
Dalla's gaze slid toward Jaina and sent a cold shiver of danger sense down her spine.
"And I hope we'll all remember that in the hours and days to come."